Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Everything was neat. All the chairs were tucked in. It was fine. I didn't have to move anything, and I just walked through and came back. And then just now, I got up and walked around, did the same loop, and there were like 10 chairs as askew in there as I've ever seen. I don't understand. Like, what happened to those chairs?
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know. What would make the most sense?
And the Bulldog.
I am shook by this. Honest to God, I do not understand what just happened.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Did you go down there during a break and move the chairs?
I've been doing it every day.
It was me all along!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Why not just, why bury the lead? For those interested in my notebook, the last thing I looked at, or the first thing I looked at, which is the same, 68,888 Jell-O shots at Rocco's.
Ah, right. College World Series statistics from our betting analyst, Sam Paniadovich, on Friday.
Yes. There was this maybe the total consumed last year at the College World Series?
That's right.
68,888 Jell-O shots. It's a lot of Jell-O, like you said.
Yeah. So, I mean, forget about the alcohol.
Forget about the alcohol.
That's a lot of Jell-O intake.
It's way too much Jell-O.
What am I in the hospital with my tonsils out? What's going on here? All the Jell-O.
You saved that, I think. How is this line ending?
I wasn't going to get there.
You got the tonsils. That's good.
Yeah. Appendicitis is what popped into my head because that happens to be the thing I was most recently in the hospital with.
But that doesn't correlate with Jell-O.
No, that would not.
Tonsils.
Tonsils.
That's what they give you.
Yes.
I had my tonsils out.
Yep.
In second grade. I mean, I was just told that. I don't remember anymore, but I've been told that.
Yeah.
And they give you Jell-O, right?
Jell-O and some ice cream. And
ice cream.
Things that are easy on the... Yeah. Yeah.
We have the College World Series on in here again today. Yesterday, we got a no-hitter for the trouble.
And that was why I thought to turn it on. Let's see what happens today.
I used to care about this event.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was because it was in the days when something wasn't on all the time.
Yes.
Like in the 80s, right. this would be on, as it is now,
weekday afternoons. Right, yeah.
I got Mike Patrick's voice in my head for the College World Series, maybe. And, okay, here's something that's on when I get home from school.
It's live sports.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter is still in school, so there's still school, and somehow. And I would get home, and this would be on, and that was pretty cool. But it's now, I think the difference is there's something on always. There's always something on.
That's right.
International soccer was not a thing that I could watch on a regular basis as a kid. Of course, all the talk shows and all the replays, all the games that, I mean, any game that you want is just right there. Just have to go search for it. So I think that's the difference. It hasn't, I wonder if that's like been the saturation point. I wonder if that's an important part of people who might find their interest in sports waning, that it's just like too much.
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing in life where,
yes, no,
you know, hard to get? Shouldn't sports go back to playing hard to get?
Maybe a little. Maybe a little. I do feel kind of soaked by the amount of stuff that's on. And I've said it this way many times over the years when we would talk about baseball specifically, that there being a game on every night means I watch less than I ever did. Because if there's a game on every night, it's very, very easy, I think, to just go, oh, well, I'll watch tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and something, friend call, whatever. You're going to be able to come with a reason, especially in the spring and, you know, the summer.
Well, also, it's not special.
Right. That's it. Like, I don't need an appointment for it. I'm not going to look to see, oh, who's playing on the Saturday game of the week. As soon as the weekend TV listings would come out, I think maybe Thursday in the paper, there'd be a column on the left-hand side of the page you open, like so page 2 of the sports section would have the weekend like laid out for you. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, okay, what have I got? 1 o'clock on NBC. And when there's a game all the time, I stop doing that. And yeah, I know it might be counterintuitive to an extent, but
well, I don't know if it is.
That's, I watch less because it's always there.
Yeah, it's ironic. That's kind of what I'm thinking too. Is maybe I've thought about this before, probably, but just the fact that there are so many options.
Yeah,
and it's just round the clock. It's maybe a reason. I don't mean this like professionally necessarily, but it's maybe a reason to just sort of let football have its month off. You know?
Yeah.
Until I saw the updates at 3, it's about a minute. At about 3 o'clock and 45 seconds, I looked down at my notebook and I saw Jello shots. And, you know, this is what we're watching. Actually, I used to care about this. Why don't I now? And, you know, I had a football, I had 3 or 4 like football takes ready.
Well, it's early.
We'll get there. Right. Professionally, I don't think I really want to risk taking the time off.
No, I know.
From the Bills.
I know, but I know what you mean. There is enough other stuff, but it's a little complicated. Like the more available stuff is, the less special it is. And if it's less special, even the games that you might choose to watch, like I still will. This time of the year, I sit outside for a little while after we get home. But eventually, 7:30, say 7:45, I'm going to get in front of the TV, and I'll turn a ball game on. But I'm not really watching it. I'm playing the guitar. I'm fooling around on Twitter, catching up on stuff that I flagged through the day that I want to read that I didn't feel like I had time to devote my brain power to then. So sort of catch up. And so it's on. Which is fine. I mean, it's a regular season baseball game. You know, it's 1 out of 162. So I don't need to be watching it. But even when I choose to watch, I'm hardly watching.
Yeah, I like that. Like last night I did that with Angels Yankees. It was just on in the background.
Yeah.
I liked having it on in the background. And when something happened, I looked up.
Yeah.
But it isn't, I don't know, this is a different point, right? But it isn't like, some people are just going to sit there and stare at it and devote their full attention to it.
Right.
And that's great. That's why it's on, right? Because enough people have turned it on. For me, it's better as background. But totally, like there is, I think there's a human logical correlation. The more of it, the more available something is to you, the less interested you might become in that thing, at least eventually.
Especially if it's a, you know, with baseball, like hockey. I mean, I will do other stuff while watching a Sabres game. And even these Stanley Cup Finals games, not dissimilar at all from what I just described watching a baseball game last night. But it's especially more prevalent for me if I don't have a dog in the race. You know, like I don't have a team. You know, we don't have a baseball team. We've got a AAA team. So I'm going to get home and turn on a Major League Baseball game, and like somebody, a pitcher, Skeens, Pittsburgh, that comes into my house. Okay, I'm going to turn that on, but I'm not affiliated. You know, like I don't have a jersey. I'm not a fan. I'm a baseball fan. I'm not a Pirates fan. I'm not a Yankees fan. So it's a lot easier to be more casual about that than it is, say, with the Bills or the Sabres. And a part of that for me is professional, because I want to watch a Sabres game and hopefully notice things that I can bring to the show. If it's needed, if it, you know, comes up, that's how I want to treat that. So that even rises to a different level than, you know, regular season baseball games, because we don't have a team. Like, I'm not ready for our...
You're not taking notes.
Our Angels segment.
You're not taking notes.
Right. Right.
Yep. Well, anyway, I mean, Yankees Red Sox over the weekend. I watched the game Friday night. I tweeted about the Judge home run in the ninth, and then a couple of replay reviews that took the joy out of it for me. And, you know, might have used the word important in quotes, because it was, you know, supposed to be an important series. And just like, not everything can be important. It comes down to how the word is defined. If everything is important, then nothing is.
Right.
And with hockey and with baseball, maybe it would be basketball too. It would make sense. There's not a lot of importance in it until the end. Or, you know, in certain situations, it will be important because, like, the season is almost over and you need, you know, you're one game back or something like that. But otherwise... I just think we've learned, sports has changed, and we've learned a lot about what really isn't that big, like home field, and like just not a big, as big a deal as we wanted it to be when they built the system, and all the wild card teams now. And I didn't mean to go into commentary on that.
Interesting that you started there. I came across one of the things I was reading while I wasn't devoting my full attention to a baseball game yesterday before the basketball game started, was a piece in the New York Times about how, with all the streaming, just how sports teams and leagues have sort of altered the relationship with their fans to such an extent that it just, the connectivity, the common shared experience isn't even there. This piece, it was a New York Times / Athletic piece that cited like the different blackout rules and all the different streaming services, and one sports bar in Iowa where the operators, they're on top of everything. They want to provide games for people that come to their place, but they don't even know, like, oh, do I have that service? Am I blacked out on that? And like, people get mad and leave. And what happens then? They stop coming, and your business suffers because you can't find the game. It's something that was it was one provider. I've got whatever service I've got. Here are the games. Okay, I'll pick one or five, right? Now it's like, you know, Apple TV on Friday nights, and it's Tuesday nights over here, and football is the same way, and it's all so just segmented that we're not all watching the same stuff anymore. And it just, it's harder to get to the point where something rises to the level of appointment. Like, I need to see this. Everyone's going to be talking about blank. I want to be a part of that, whether I'm in high school trying to fit in, or I'm at the job, or whatever it is. And it's harder to do that because everything is just sort of kind of all over the place. I'm not saying, like, I don't know where to go find stuff, but plenty of times this summer when it's the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs, we're going, say, four series in each sport, trying to remember, like, okay, who's got the hockey game tonight? Is that on this app or that app? Where am I going? I'm going to get there, but it's way more challenging than it used to be to just turn the TV on and, like, go to the region you know in the guide has all the channels you're looking for, where the sports are going to be, and, like, there it is. And now, like, tonight's on Prime tonight. I got to go over there. It's just kind of annoying.
I haven't thought about that in the context of the sports bar, but it's reminding me of when I was helping out at 716 with the weekly schedule. I was doing that, like, part-time. I would recommend, mm-hmm. you know, here, they've got that giant screen now, Southern Tier, the giant screen, and they can put it, they can be one game, or it can be six, or it can be different. And I'm not sure if it's different now, but like that's how it was then. And when I was, what is that, 2017? More, is that longer ago? 10 years ago? I know everything always seems like it's 10 years ago.
When's that Chief Eric Wood, the opening of the bar was 2014 season, I think.
Yeah. It's pre McDavid Eichel.
Yeah.
Because the lottery, we watched the lottery in there.
Anyway.
So yeah, like 10, 11 years ago, I loved that the people running the restaurant wanted it to be a place. One guy, my friend Dominic, he was insistent that the place be. It would not be a place where if you walked, kind of what you said, it would not be a place where if you walked in, it would be weird what was on.
Right.
Like, why isn't this, you'd want the hardcore sports fan to have his or her expectations met when they walked in the door, because they know it's this game right now. And so that was kind of my job, or I would help anyway. Like, this is what I would put, like, you know, I'm a hardcore sports fan. This is what I would have on the screen at all times, like for the whole week. But there was never, or almost never, any alternative source. It would all just be DirecTV, or it all just be cable.
Right.
Like, I would almost never, I don't know if I ever did. You know, this is on the internet. So you got to figure out, I don't know how to do it. You got to figure out yourself.
Yeah, that all was pre-streaming. Like, I'm sure streaming existed, but it was not as mainstream as streaming has become now.
Yeah, I mean, that was, right now, I'm not sure I can think of any examples where I had to, like, sort of, in parentheses, all right, you got to call up this website or something. It never really was about that. It's not really, that's not growing up. That's recent. That's still pretty recent.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, from a sports bar standpoint, how do you do it? From a consumer standpoint, we just, you know, casually ourselves mention every once in a while, like, I'm not watching the Stanley Cup Finals. That's it. I'm not watching the finals. I'd like to, but I'm not going out for them. Mm-hmm. Don't care enough to do that. Other things in life to do, and I don't get them, so I'm out. And I did see, you saw again today, more from Richard Deitch on that.
Yeah.
I didn't see the article.
The ratings are down about 25% from last year when it was on ABC and ESPN.
And the reason is, it's TNT.
Yeah. That's
fewer homes.
That's what they think, right? Right? Yeah.
Why otherwise would it be
right
less popular this year? The series is just as good. The teams are the same.
And you had the Four Nations even to sort of boost the casuals. So I was stunned to find. I didn't realize there would be. I was not expecting that. But I guess, you know, the way that story was written that I reposted today, what was, you know, the NHL sort of expected this to happen, but they took the money. Like, they wanted the deal. They got the money from TNT and Turner and whatever, and so here we are. But they expected there to be a drop, and there is.
Football's best trait might be the sparsity of games. I mean, football runs no risk of the same sort of, you become numb almost. They don't run that risk. There will not be three Bills games in a week. You know, like,
right.
There are more games on holidays
different
and Thursdays.
Days of the week, right.
Maybe they're sort of pushing at the limits of that, but the teams are never going to play more often than they do. And maybe football is lucky for that.
I think so. I think it's still, that is still appointment television. Whereas if it worked.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Differently, even the standalone days, like, sure, they're giving you, you know, a 1 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and an 8:30 window, say, on a holiday. Okay, like, that's one at a time. It's not – if there were three games growing at 1 o'clock and three – like a Sunday often is, or almost always is – then I think you could run into trouble. Like, it would just be just too much. But they still do feel like even, you know, the weakest matchup is still like, okay, it's Thursday Night Football. I'm here.
I'm definitely that fan.
I'm gonna get eyes on it. And that has changed for me in the last, I don't know, few years. I used to kid around. Like, part of the reason I didn't want to, I shouldn't say kid around, I meant this. Part of the reason I didn't want to get heavily invested in fantasy is because I don't want a reason to feel like I need to watch Jacksonville, Arizona on Thursday night. Like, if it's a lousy looking game with 2-9 teams, I don't want to put my energy into that. I'll do something else. But if I've got Kyler Murray or whatever, you know, it's gambling, there's going to be another level of interest that didn't exist, you know. So I don't like to artificially create that for myself, although I think I often do now.
This is not
so much with fantasy, but more just regular wagering.
This is funny. This is the second my podcast, ADP Chasing, is Tuesday mornings. So this is two shows for me today, and both – early on got to this same point, how you might not realize it, but it might be joyless. You know, it might be.
Yeah, yeah.
You might not, if you feel like you're addicted to it, or like, boy, that's true of anything, but you feel like you have to watch because of fantasy.
Right.
Then, well, that's not maybe healthy. I don't know what else I would do on that Thursday night.
Right.
Like, your kids are in their 20s.
Right. I have nothing.
What are you doing?
I have no, I am untethered. Yeah, yeah. If it starts to feel more like have to than want to, that's, you know, that's not a place I want to be with something that's recreational.
No, right. That seems logical. Here's Mike with us. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, thank you.
I was just calling in. You were talking about getting the sports up on the screens and the sports bars. I was one of the managers at Woody's in Rochester back in the early 90s. And we had two huge satellite dishes on the actual roof of the building. And we had to try to, like, tune in things from all over the country on the satellite dishes. It was that was quite a time to try to make everybody happy.
I would imagine you, back in those days, would have gotten, like, coordinates or something that you had to, like, set the thing to, right?
Yeah, you had to, like, learn where you had to, what coordinates you had to put it on to get stations from different all over the country, and you'd get the raw satellite feeds. So sometimes you'd see the announcers, like, between while the commercials were on, you'd see the announcers. And but we only had two, so I could only get two, like, out of town games. I had to rely on cable for everything else. So then there'd always be somebody who was mad that whatever they wanted to watch wasn't on.
Well, sure, I guess that's gonna happen, but that's where you come in as the expert and be like, no, this is what we're doing. This is what the people want, according to me. Yeah, I mean, that's way back, but I think back in that example, I would have not been mad. I would have been excited to go to a place that had, like, I don't know, the Reds. Just because when am I going to get to watch them? Never. So that would have been fun.
But it does sort of play back into where we started, where like now you don't have to go to a bar to do that. You probably, you know, depending on, again, what services you have, you can find a lot of stuff. Although I don't know where, I really have not found out. I don't know where all the Major League Baseball games are housed right now. Like for years here, I had the ESPN Plus, and it was very much like hockey is during hockey season, where that's the place for, you know, there's the odd NHL Network game or the, you know, whatever, the other carrier game. But like on a random Wednesday night in the NHL season, if there's 12 games, 10 of them are on ESPN Plus. Like I go find it there. And baseball was like that up until this year. There's not that you go and look at ESPN Plus on your smart device and click watch, and click the MLB icon, you're going to get Sunday night's game. Whatever they are carrying Sunday night, that's it. There's nothing, there's Wednesday night, that's gone. And I don't know. I know Apple's got Friday night. I think you mentioned that the other day.
I think they have Mondays. I mean, that game, no, that was MLB. Maybe it's just Fridays.
But I don't know where, like, I imagine you could just buy a package through MLB.tv or something. Yep. I don't know. But like I'm used to having 10 baseball games to pick from on an average night, and now I've got whatever is being brought in on my Fubo stream.
Which Yankees, is Cleveland, Pirates.
MLB Network.
MLB Network.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
What did I watch the Dodgers on last night after the Yankee game? MLB?
Otani? I would guess that's
what I watched. One inning.
Yeah.
I guess I watched his entire outing
as
a pitcher, not even realizing it. Well, so there's that.
There was just some riffing. Yeah, I don't know what that really was.
Just another... It felt like a complaint. Is it a complaint? What was the original point? Not being as interested in the College World Series as I was 35 years ago? I don't feel like that's complaining, but I do like when we talk about it because I think it's very relatable, and I don't think you have to be over 40 to be frustrated by it. I think anybody could be frustrated by it, especially, you know, for different reasons, maybe younger people, you know, affordability or whatever it is, like you just can't sort of cover all your bases as a fan. An older fan will be like, well, tough. I mean, that's how it's way better than it used to be. I mean, you get way more on your, you know, set than you, set is the show ever sounded older than set, than you used to, but
it costs more than ever.
It costs more than ever. And it's also in and of itself frustrating to not know, like your last point, where to look. And that's, I think, a pretty common, you know, quote problem. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll talk NHL draft today. Scott Wheeler will join us and get some Bill stuff in here shortly. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.